As we all see, the news cycles can change very quickly, so I just want to point out I'm recording this one actually on Friday, where we just heard that the president has tested positive for coronavirus. I just share that in case the news has changed and you're like, how come he didn't mention whatever? Or you're like, he's being a real jerk. I mean, with this thing that happened on Sunday morning, he's not talking about it. So as I record this on Friday morning, the comedians are reacting and there's some pretty funny lines. Sam Morril said, this is the first time Melania has been positive around Trump. That's pretty good. J.L. Coven said, oh, whew, I thought you were going to say Hope Hicks had herpes. Whitney Cummings said, I don't get how Melania got it. She's been socially distancing from Trump since they got married. I also have some leftover Trump tax jokes. It's been that busy that I haven't been able to get to all these, but they're pretty good. Colbert said, and you know how Trump's always talking about how he's under audit? Turns out that's because the IRS isn't certain that Trump's refund was legal. He better win this audit because if he loses, turns out he would owe the IRS taxes and penalties that could exceed $100 million. He then did a Trump impression and said, hey, Mexico, forget about the wall. Just pay for my tax bill because Uncle Sam's going to take my thumbs. Fallon said the crazy part is that he spent $70,000 on his hair. It's clearly the $70,000 wasn't enough. Trevor said, but let's just take a second and talk about what this means. If Donald Trump does win a second term, his creditors will come asking for their $400 million while he's still president. I don't know about you, but that has me worried because I don't want the president's decision for the country getting influenced by his deep financial troubles. And also because there's a good chance that Trump is going to pay off his debt by selling American treasures. He did a Trump impression saying, how much will you guys give me for the Grand Canyon? Jimmy Fallon, I guess that when you owe that kind of money, you start doing desperate things. Look what I saw today on Zillow. He's selling the White House. Fallon again. That's right. Trump has not paid income taxes in 10 of the last 15 years. Although, honestly, wouldn't it have been more shocking if Trump had paid taxes in those years? Yeah, when the news broke, Trump was furious. He was like, why didn't I pay taxes those 5 years? Conan O'Brien said, I'm sure he's going to lose all that fanatical support now that his supporters know that he did his taxes wrong. Matthew Broussard said, I think it's pretty progressive that America made their poorest person president. And Sarah Cooper, you know her. She does TikTok videos where she mimes President Trump. She's one of the up-and-coming comedians, according to Variety. Sarah Cooper said, petition to turn Trump Tower into subsidized housing, since that's what it's apparently been this whole time anyway. Waka waka. Switching gears, Moshe Kasher said, hey, the real social dilemma posed by that documentary on Netflix is deciding if you should still be friends with all the people who are like, yeah, I already knew all that. Was that new information to you? Chris Rock hosted Saturday Night Live last night, as I'm telling you, I recorded this on Friday, so I didn't see it yet, so we won't talk about it. But he did watch the debate the other night with Jim Carrey, and Rock said, I hadn't spent that much time with Jim Carrey in like 20 years, and he's Jim Carrey. He's the most energetic, funniest guy probably we've ever seen. And Jim Carrey, as you know, is the new Joe Biden on SNL. Hey, I'm excited for this. It's the Borat 2 movie, the official title and date. Official title is Borat Subsequent Movie Film, : Delivery of Prodigious Bride to America Regime to Make Benefit Once Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan. I may have butchered a word there. Does it even matter? And that will be out October 23rd. The trailers look awesome. The social media stuff is awesome. Can't wait for that. A lot of like actual comedy news for a Sunday, right? This is not filler, folks. Netflix has renewed F is for Family. That's the Bill Burr animated series, which I have never bothered to watch. I don't know why. I like Burr. It just doesn't interest me. This from The Hollywood Reporter. The series will close in 2021. Bill Burr, in a statement, said, thank you to all the fans that watched the show. Thanks to Vince Vaughn, Peter Billingsley, Victoria Vaughn, Ted Sarandos, and all the capital letters incredible writers, performers, animators, editors, and musicians that made the show happen. Special thanks to the captain of the ship, the great Mike Price. I love all you guys. Thanks, Bill Burr. WHIO talked to some people that had been at Chappelle's shows, which are now canceled because some of the performers tested positive for coronavirus. A guy named Matt said, hey, man, being able just to relax, there's so much going on. You're like, I just need to laugh. He had attended 8 shows. He brought his friend Jared, and Jared said, it brought the laughter that you needed in life. The whole world's in shambles right now. We needed that. A nice lady named Kristen was at the show. She said, changed my entire summer. I had trips that got canceled, friends who lost their jobs. Everybody was in a somber mood. A nice lady named Nicole said, I felt safer at a comedy show than at a restaurant. It allowed us to escape the reality of the pandemic. From Slash Film, they reviewed The Comedy Store. That's on Showtime tonight. And they wrote, ask any working comedian anywhere which club means the most in terms of bragging rights to say you're a regular at. Hands down, it's The Comedy Store. I bet the New York comedians might argue that The Cellar is cooler. I'll let the comedians fight that one out. Each episode is guided by a conversation between Mike Binder and comedians speaking with him about the Comedy Store on their own podcast. The first three episodes feature Mark Maron, Bill Burr, and Whitney Cummings, not bad, in that order, talking to Binder, maybe it's Binder, about their experiences and history with the venue. That's not to say each episode is primarily focused on these comedians, but these segments are dispersed throughout an hour-long historical recap of the famous faces and defining moments that have made the Comedy Store a cornerstone in stand-up comedy history. It all begins when the Comedy Store became a breeding ground of comedians looking to land a spot on The Tonight Show with Carson. You got a feel for that if you watched. What was the Showtime thing about comedians? It lasted two seasons. First season, pretty good. Second season sucked, and then it got canceled. What was that one? That was like about the Comedy Store, but it wasn't. I can't remember what that's called. Howie Mandel remembers how Carson's talent scout told him he'd never be on The Tonight Show because Johnny wouldn't like his style of comedy. But then Howie was invited by guest host Joan Rivers. And the guest spot was seen by Johnny Carson, who loved him so much he invited him back to the show weeks later. So there's a long recap and slash film if you want to check that out. I don't feel like reading it to you. It's very wordy. But this thing is on Showtime tonight, 10 o'clock East, 10 o'clock West. You should check that out. From Vulture, we heard back in January that SNL star Cecily Strong would star in a musical comedy series for Apple TV that follows, quote, a couple on a backpacking trip designed to reinvigorate their relationship when they discover a magical town in which everyone acts as if they're in a musical from the 1940s. Then they discover that they can't leave until they find true love. Well, here's the cast. Keegan-Michael Key, awesome dude. Did I tell my Keegan story? I got to tell you guys that one. I love this guy. He did me a solid, and I will appreciate him forever for that. Keegan-Michael Key has signed on to play Josh, the long-term pragmatic partner to Strong's character Melissa, who's described as the last person who wants to be stuck in this magical town. Alan Cumming plays the mayor. Who else is in this that we know? Fred Armisen will play the town's religious leader. His wife is Kristen Chenoweth. That's interesting. This is a pretty good cast here. Jane Krakowski will play a wife named the Countess. That'll come to Apple TV. Hey, Ted Lasso. Speaking of Apple TV, Ted Lasso wrapped up the season. Did you watch Ted Lasso? Just stop listening to my podcast and go watch Ted Lasso. It is my favorite thing in the world right now. By far. The best thing on television. All right, I think I'm going to wrap things up here for today. If you miss me, there's a new episode of The Weekly Comedy Thing on your Live by Live app, Live X Live, if you're using a search engine to find it. It's free, so you can hear me shuck some comedy news stories. You apparently like that, and I get to play some bits in between. And there are streaming comedy stations there, so if you're like, oh, I'm in the mood to hear some actual stand-up comedy, got a whole slew of them for you there. So that's on the Live by Live app. And that's it for Sunday. Subscribe and all that, and I'll catch you tomorrow. There is so much news. I seriously could probably record like a week's worth if I had to, and I might have to. Been pretty busy. I'll see you tomorrow.